Our first scripture reading for today comes from the Old Testament book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 1 through 18, found on page 828 in your pew Bibles. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. Then, as I watched, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a human being, and a human mind was given to it. Another beast appeared, a second one, that looked like a bear. It was raised up on one side, had 3 tusks in its mouth among its teeth, and was told, "Arise, devour many bodies." After this, as I watched, another appeared, like a leopard. The beast had 4 wings of a bird on its back, and 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the visions by night a 4th beast, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly strong. It had a great iron teeth and was devouring, breaking in pieces and stamping what was left with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that preceded it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns when another horn appeared, a little one coming up among them to make room for it. 3 of the earlier horns were plucked up by the roots. There were eyes like human eyes in this horn and a mouth speaking arrogantly. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I watched then because of the noise of the arrogant words that the horn was speaking. And as I watched, the beast was put to death, and its body destroyed, and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming from the clouds of heaven. And he came to the ancient one and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these 4 great beasts, 4 kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The second reading for today comes from the book of Revelations in the New Testament, found on page 245 in your pew Bible. I'll be reading chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. John to the 7 churches that were in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and on his account all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, said the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Last week I talked about apocalyptic literature. Well, Daniel and Revelation are two very good examples of apocalyptic literature. And the beast, I will not be preaching on Daniel, the beast in the book of Daniel that we heard today represent the early powerful civilizations before the coming of Christ. The last beast represents the Greek civilization, and the little horn represents Antiochus Epiphanes, who was a terrible ruler of the Greek Empire toward the end of it. Our gospel reading today on this Reign of Christ Sunday comes to us from the Gospel of John. We've left the Gospel of Mark, and we move now to John, and it's chapter 18, starting with the 33rd verse. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you asking this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you say you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate asked him, "What is the truth?" Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.